This is a production of Cornell University.
Karen, would you like to start with the resolution too, or do you want me to introduce it?
No, you're fine.
Let's see.
Where is
it? So, resolution two is the consolidation of committees based on last year's temporary consolidation. And Chris, you might be able to speak a little bit about what you and Terry talked on Friday, just about the transportation piece. And this is just exactly what we had discussed at the very last meeting in June. Off of the comments that we received from Gina on the structure of consolidating the committees and what worked well over the last year, what the group is now comes to look like.
And just to follow up, I think I mentioned this at the beginning, Carrie couldn't be with us today, but, just a couple points. With regards to the transportation piece, it doesn't mean that we're dropping it or anything like that. If we want to take a look at that in the future, we can gather more input, collaborate with people, and take a look at it again. But we just, I think it was the decision to just revert it to falling under the Employee Welfare Committee for now, and then just focusing on the structure of the new five standing committees. Anybody have any questions? I'm sorry. Yes, please.
I think it's not about not paying attention to the issue. I think it goes back to the comments about our successes, and that in fact we identified an issue, we brought it to the transportation, and they're advancing in very market ways. And I think until we can measure again, we've had success in bringing that issue to the forefront of that. We're paying attention. So.
Great. Thank you. Do we have any questions?
I think we also mentioned that along with this resolution is the change to the bylaws as well.
Discussion? If not, then I will entertain a motion to approve EA Resolution 2.
Second.
Hey. All those in favor, please just raise your placards. Okay. Any opposed?
Abstain.
All right. So, the resolution is passed. Thank you, everybody. And if there are any follow-up questions, concerns, obviously we'll certainly do our best to answer those. So, now we will go into committee chair elections. I think you all have had the opportunity, hopefully, to, if not attend a committee, take a look at their charge, their composition, some of the work that we've talked about that has been undertaken in the past. So, for starters, I will entertain a motion. There are a motion for nominations for the chair of the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Actually, I would like to step down from the unfortunately, because I just got a new job and my job is just too much.
It's fine.
Yeah, I just changed my job. Like,
we'll just quit that job.
Yeah, you just need to quit.
So my priority is, I have to shift my priority, and I hope folks understand. Well,
completely understand.
So, I know. I
thank you for your service as chair last year. I think you did an excellent job, and look forward to giving all your experience and guidance to the new chair, who is forthcoming, just about to be nominated.
Okay, I nominate Ann.
And do you accept this nomination?
Why are you guys stressed out?
Let me mention
something. I could stay on the committee. I don't know yet about that part, but I'm trying to do my best, one piece at a time. Because I just changed my job about a month ago, and I have an ample knowledge to go through.
Understand that in these positions, you will all be, I promise, at least from myself, but I know from our other members, that you will all be supported. You will be given whatever tools or resources we can to help you out. I don't think that, these are important roles, but please consider them, because they're great opportunities, and you will not be off in outer space in a vacuum. All right, we will make every effort possible to give you whatever support you need. Okay. Okay. Are there any other nominations for this for the Benefits and Policy Committee chair position? All right. With that, do we need to record a vote, or just? It should be. It's unanimous consent.
I think, Gina, do we need a formal vote?
If there's no contention for the seat. Okay. Congratulations, Ann. You are now the Benefits and Policy Chair. All right. Moving. Hold on. Oh, yes. Thank you.
I nominate Ellen as Vice Chair.
let's move on to the Education Committee. I will open the floor for nominations. I would like to nominate Marcy Benda for the chair position of EA Education. You accept? Excellent. Are there any other nominations real quick? All right. Congratulations, Marcy. Okay, the Elections Committee. Like I said, I feel that this is a very critical committee coming up. So do we have any nominees for the Elections Committee?
So the way the bylaws, as Brian was reading them, it's anybody whose term, if you can expand it so we can see the term. There we go. If you're in 2021, you're automatically on the Elections Committee. So the people that are in 2021 need to just come up with a chair amongst yourselves.
The whole body doesn't vote on the chair?
This is the language that you're referring to in the bylaws on the elections.
So I'm reading that the Elections Committee consists of all the Assembly whose terms continue beyond the current season. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as deemed appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred to the committee before they can advance to the Assembly for debate and a vote. Doesn't necessarily say that the chair has to be I mean, all the membership is defined, but the chair position does.
He can't be a chair if he's not a member.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Can you put this on the current session? Okay. I see.
And turn off 2021.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Those are the people that are, you're automatically on the committee if your term is not up.
Can we volunteer to be on the committee? I mean, my term is going to be up because I'm retired, so I will not be.
I think that's incidental in the way these bylaws are written are, if your position is up for re-election, ostensibly you could run again and you're not supposed to be on the committee or you know, however these bylaws came into effect. You could. Yeah.
So we can attend these committee meetings because, I mean, if we wanted to talk about the whole...
It doesn't appear to me to be restrictive. It just says it consists. I mean, I don't see any reason why people cannot attend and bring up these issues to the committee. But I see how you can't be chair unless you're an official member.
And terms are only 2 years, right? So we're all new unless someone was re-elected.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea, you're just a different... I mean, if you're a different rep, right?
Yeah, I was...
But other, the rest of us are all new.
So amongst our new members, is there anybody who would be willing to step up and lead this committee? And
hey, stop looking at me.
I know. The world fall upon you. I truly believe that it's important that we have a chair in this committee, and I promise I'll work very closely to whatever end I can with whoever would like to step up and take on that position.
I can offer some extra information about this position as someone who helped out last year with the elections committee. Half of your job is scheduling, and that is like when do we post in a newsletter that we're elections are open, and managing like that we actually have an election, but starting earlier than later. It's like nothing you do in any of these committees will be harder than anything you do in your actual job.
Yeah.
So like I feel like you can feel good at that, and it is like the best.
Keep talking.
The one hard nut to crack, we sort of discussed when I brought up, like, there was a technical discussion about what is at large versus what is not at large when we have vacant positions. So it sounded like the chair, Adam, was saying, looking at that language and having that revised or, you know, how to really have a clear understanding of what that means when the election comes up is one part of this. And the other is working with the Office of Assemblies and the communications team to make sure, like, hey, do we have our Facebook posted? Is the timeline going to match up with? There is contention because all the elections sort of happen in the same month. Correct me if I'm wrong, you know, the SA, the UA, GPSA are sort of all coming at these two lovely ladies for help. And so that it was not so bad. There is documents in box from the previous years of what our plan was, how we did it, when we sent things out, but you establish the calendar, you sort of work with the communications team to make sure that the marketing of the positions are open, but your responsibility will be try to chase down and fill these extra positions using your committee members to do that, as well as...
And all of us.
Yeah, and everybody.
And we've worked very, very closely with the elections just because of the technical part of it, as well as making sure that we can help out with the communications push.
We will have a newsletter. We will have, you have a lot of people, myself included, who are interested in issues with regards to elections. There will be plenty of people willing to work and support the committee from the inside. I can guarantee you that.
We also did everything in the very last month. And so we took on the role of trying to do it, which was nebulous because we did so many things. But
you have a really long head start to figure out who you need to talk to, and if you have questions, that would be able to help.
That's really why we also want to fill this now. We don't want to have to, you know, figure everything out at the last minute or anything like that. It's tough if it's that way. But right now, we have so much time to plan and so much time to chase down these goals. With that sales pitch.
Jessica?
Jen? Rigel?
My number one strength is responsibility, so I will take this. I'm not the committee I wanted to be on. So.
You can still be on other committees.
Well, yes, you have the
time. I know.
This is enough people want to. Really, the election happens, and then.
Yeah.
They're talking about the at-large.
Yeah, the
positions and conversations about that.
Please feel free. Those are kind of projects, though, and there are people that are interested in working on them, so I think you should definitely feel free to choose some project leads and help you out.
I'll help you. Okay. If you want to be here, that's great, and I will help you.
Thank you so much.
They take that responsibility on their people.
So appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, I nominate Jessica Withers, and we have a second.
Second
by Tariq. All right. Congratulations and thank you so much.
Can I add something?
Sure, please.
So I just want to add, new member, I mean, I consider myself new. In the past year, I have learned that the assembly, really, you make a difference on a committee. Coming from the assembly meeting, it's just another meeting. Something happens to really make a difference. I mean, The meat and potatoes are when you do like a committee meeting in bulk. I'm just saying.
Now that our sales pitch for our meetings is.
No, the meetings are great, but the bulk of the work does not happen on EA meetings. You know, even like on, committee meetings, we discuss stuff. There is a lot of stuff that needs to happen there. You know, we were talking earlier about. Like, you know, you come in, what are the expectations? It's good to know and set these expectations from day one as you come in. It's like, if you want to do work, it's committee work and, like, beyond, rather than, like, work is not going to happen during a meeting. You're just going to talk and discuss something. Right? So I did not want to sugarcoat it for you.
I just want to put that on. Good. Okay. Thank you once again. I really appreciate it, Jessica. So, moving on, I will now open entertain nominations for the chair of the Employee Welfare Committee. Andrew is the past chair. And she is good. And she is good.
Because I am. I was happy to work on it. We did a lot of really good stuff,
once again.
Ellen.
No.
But I want to say that I appreciate your work last year, and I thought it was an incredible job, so thank you.
Thank you. I think we've got too much stuff.
Of course, of course. Any other nominations? I nominate Craig Wiggers. Nope. Quickly, that I did that to you a couple times last year, so.
No.
What about Brian?
Yes.
So there's something you all need to know. So I'm going to be out of touch for a little while. I'm going to have surgery on the 14th, and I'll be out of work for at least a month or more. So it'll be hard for me to chair a committee that I'm not going to be there. So I'll probably respectfully decline.
I nominate Chris, second. I'm sorry.
If she wants it.
Well, sure. Yeah, it's, you can accept her.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. With no other nominations, Christy, congratulations. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Christy,
yeah.
So. I'll still serve on the committee, but I don't think I should share how I'm missing.
Yes, absolutely. For those of you who don't know, the chair of the communications committee is chosen by default. That's Carrie Sanzone, who is the vice chair for communications. That's built in the bylaws. So, but there is still opportunity to sign up on that very critical committee, and it's actually with the resolution change the benefits. A communications awards and benefits committee. So, or communications awards and recognition. I wrote that wrong. Sorry, please.
Communication and outreach.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm going to pass around some sign-up sheets for everybody to choose your committee of preference, or you can serve on more one. Yes, please.
Question for us newer people, and I don't know if this was mentioned before, but how do we join additional committees?
How do you join additional committees? That's it.
Yeah.
You can sign up for as many as you'd like.
Oh.
Yeah. There's no restriction. You can serve on all of them if you'd like.
Definitely, like, commit to one that you want to make your priority, because it seems like, just speaking from my personal experience, like, I want to be involved in everything, but then when it really comes down to it, like, you don't necessarily know how many things you do.
Right.
So I would choose, like, your priority to, like, commit to be at all the meetings and be involved in, and then go to the other guys and meet other people.
Okay.
And some of the committees meet monthly, some of them meet more frequently. Like, communication and outreach and recognition is sometimes quite
important. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested in the times they meet, because I work in different schedule levels, so I'm more interested in meet before 1:30.
Yeah, communications is typically remote. Once they are, once all the membership is defined, the chairs will be asked to set the schedule and send it out to the members, so you'll get the, you'll get this. Oh, I understand. Yeah, it's, at least, usually at least once a month, but, the chairs have to come up with that schedule whenever they get the chance to look it over. Yeah,
is it correct that you do have to sign up for at least one?
Yes.
Okay. And then the chair usually works with the people that are interested to figure out what the meeting times are, whether it's in Zoom or other.
Yeah.
So
they'll work with them.
And so I ask you, what has been missing from the committees? Even more campus engagement. Like, we have the AA members, but non-AA members, I wish we even reach more and get more involvement. And what I notice, like, part of benefits, people will come and voice their concerns, but there's no follow through on, like, can we draft something about your concern, or, like, how does that affect you? Your work is just like a one-time thing. I've seen a lot of one-timers was like, that's what I need to change, and that's it. I don't hear from that person. Like, you know, they're welcome to come attend meetings, draft a letter. And all committees, you can just, if you're curious, just go, like, attend any meeting. You don't have to commit. These meetings are open. And, you know, a lot of people, as much as people are welcome to attend these meetings.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments about the committees themselves?
Well, you know, so about the BTC and their characteristics, and I will continue to do is that we offer a Zoom option.
Yeah.
And we talked about starting to record, you know, having a box folder, our own box folder, and record the meetings for those who want to, you know, unable to attend, and maybe, like, come up with a bullet points of what happened during the meeting, so, you know, for the group. So just keep that going forward.
Actually just about to talk about that. So there are several non-EA committee positions that the employee assembly needs to appoint members to or representatives to. There are three UA committees that need members. I have not served on any before, but Chris, maybe you can go over a little bit of them. I mean, we have the Codes and Judicial Committee, Campus Infrastructure Committee, and Campus Welfare Committees. Those are, and anybody else, I'm not sure. Sure. Codes and Judicial Committee, Campus Infrastructure, and Campus Welfare. Those are the three University Assembly Committees that we need to send representatives to. And we have, those were set.
We elected them?
Eight of the nine.
What about Campus Planning Committee?
Campus Planning Committee takes 2 employees.
It should be 4.
Well, I'm a member on the UA, right?
You're as the chair.
As the chair.
There's 2 of the UA, or 2 of the EA, and 2 by the EA.
Yeah, we had a
member.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No problem at all. Sorry. The Codes and Judicial Committee, the Campus Infrastructure Committee, the Campus Welfare Committee, and then, I'm sorry, the Campus Planning Committee has 2 members that we appoint to. So.
The Codes and Judicial Committee, we know where that stands. Right. I know Andrew was dealing with some challenges there. I'm curious.
I honestly don't know. Can anybody speak to that? Because I can't.
I can. Has a new chair, Logan Kenny. She's a law student. The focus of the CJC this year will be the Campus Code of Conduct, which the new chair of the UA has been in touch with President Pollack to move it along in a pretty good fashion. At the end of last year, there was some, it was a mess. There were loggerheads on how to move things forward. What the UA has, the executive committee of the UA has essentially given the code amendment process to the administration to come up with a version that they're going to bring back to the UA through the CJC to review, and then it will go to the campus community to see. But rather than having all of the amendments and all of the tweaks coming from a small committee, it's going to come from the University Counsel's Office based on all the input from the past several years. So I think this year particularly, all years are important. All of these committees are very important. But this year, the Codes and Judicial Committee will play a very important, critically timed role in moving the new revised Code of Conduct along. So that's going to be the focus of that committee this year.
Why don't we, we'll take these one by one, actually. So is there anybody who would like to nominate or be nominated for the Codes and Judicial Committee?
I would love to be on that.
Great. I second. The Campus Infrastructure Committee.
Which I'm chairing.
Which Chris is chairing.
And David is chairing the Campus Committee. I'd like to nominate Andrew Inez. I know he's not here, but the facilities individual, I think he would be a real asset to that group if he's willing to accept the nomination.
I think we just second, then I'll send him an email and make sure he can accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Rachel. And then finally, the Campus Welfare Committee.
What about the Campus Planning
Committee? I'll get to that next.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Oh, that's why.
Did you have Bruce Robles on that? No.
I don't know.
He's super retired.
Yeah. We need 2 for each?
We need the assembly appoints one from its membership and appoints one from the staff committee for each of these.
Well,
can I ask a question about the Campus Welfare Committee?
Mm-hmm. David is the chair.
I'm listening. I'm the chair of it, yes.
Campus Welfare Committee.
Yep. What do you want to know? What's your question?
How likely are you able to influence, say, the dental health plan policy of diversity on that committee, in the sense that if you have only one choice of a provider between 3 plans, how likely are you able to
That's a really good question.
I mean, do they have any, do they take on that issue? Do they say, let's see if we can't look at other...
We haven't really dealt with policies in that way. It's more about the overall campus and what is good or hopefully good for everyone. I realize a dental plan would be good for everyone or having multiple choices. But I don't know if that should go through the employee assembly with the benefits and policy, or if that should come from the university assembly. That's a good question. I mean, certainly we could, you know, look at it and make recommendations, put forward a recommendation, but I don't know if it's appropriate for the welfare committee to do it.
And then what does that mean?
Yeah,
what health services is that? Like Gannett health services? Plus or
maybe like mental health services?
Yeah, last time you talked about the smoking referendum would come up through there. I mean, it certainly could be a topic, I think, as you heard. The more voices around a particular thing, even as Mary was saying, you know, for every 10 people here, there's tenfold that also see it as an issue, and this is the forum to bring it up to the administration. The difference between the employee assembly and the other constituent assemblies in the UA is that the UA is taking up campus-wide issues. So,
great.
So,
I haven't turned this schedule yet.
Because that affects more than one assembly,
mm-hmm.
because it also affects the faculty senate,
right.
And across state and in Darren, I would think this is more appropriately handled at the university assembly level,
mm-hmm.
Because it is the umbrella for both. But,
so the wording there does leave some interpretation to what we can certainly talk about.
So what types of issues can you elaborate? Like what did you do in this past?
So the last term was predominantly focused on the campus tobacco future ban, maybe?
If Disney can ban smoking, mm-hmm. Cornell can ban
smoking. Well, sure. But it was the last term we developed a survey, developed a timeline to start pushing out the survey. We talked about also child care issues for staff and faculty and students as well. Those were the two big issues that we talked about. I'd have to go back and look at what other smaller issues we talked about, but I don't think there were many others. So that's kind of an overview of what we're
And you don't want to be on the committee anymore?
No, I'm chair of the committee.
Chair. Oh, yeah. And there needs to be another person?
There needs to be one appointee from the EA, and then there needs to be a staff member from the Cornell community at large.
Is there anybody who would like to
nominate Gordon Barger?
Once again, I'm interested, but I don't know the time.
Maybe tentatively?
Would you guess?
Okay. For each of these, yeah, like has been said, we also need a non-EA member appointed by us. I'm not going to expect anybody to have, like,
just appointed
them.
Make a recommendation.
Please.
We are formalizing the committees. Would it be appropriate to try to garner some interest in these committees and then bring the nomination to the employee assembly for?
You mean for the staff members?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the time between now and our next meeting or thereafter, if you know of anybody who would be interested or good at, you know, being on one of these UA committees as an appointed representative by us, just let myself or somebody from the executive committee know. We'll probably put something on the newsletter, too. And then... I think that's the best way we can actually, because I don't expect everybody to have a name to throw in the hat right now. So, Brian, we'll put you down as tentatively, and if the schedule doesn't work for you, then we'll also circle back. And the other thing I want to mention is there are obviously EA members who are not here. If we don't get appointees today to these committees, I'll send it around to the list so that the people who aren't here can have the opportunity. So that's just another point I'd want to make. The next committee is the Campus Planning Committee for the UA. Is there anybody who would like to be involved in that? All right. Andrea? And we need two EA members for that committee? Is that what you...
We need two staff members. The nine... So this is the university committee. It's
not a UA.
Not really a UA committee, but it has a designated UA representative, whereas everybody else is just sort of constituent-based. But it calls for two employees. Do you have the two employees already?
I'm one of them.
And you're one of them.
Okay.
So, none necessary. And you're
voila.
Continuing on.
I would be happy to.
Okay. I mean, I think that's it. You just have to be reappointed. So, you have two.
I move to reappoint.
Mm-hmm. I second.
So, Andrea is the EA rep, and we're staff members? Is that what it is?
Yes.
No. Just calls for two staff members.
Just two staff members.
I won't give my seat to her. I would much prefer that she's represented.
Thank you.
And
I second. Congratulations.
I want to know a little bit more about what that is. It's a very weird committee, because it's a committee that doesn't work like any of the other committees in the assembly world, as far as I found out. I was like the understudy liaison from the UA, just like following Marty Hatch around and trying to figure out what was happening. So it's like the group of people whose jobs it is to make the campus what is the grounds and putting up buildings and where kids go. Athletics is a part of it, and they all work around this thing called the Cornell Master Plan, which was in 2008. There was a vision with the Board of Trustees of like, where is the university going for the next 100 years? And it's something you can just Google, you can find Cornell Master Plan. It outlines a whole bunch of things. Some of them we have achieved, some of them we have not achieved, some of them we will never achieve, because they're like, you know, between this road and this road shall always be green spaces, and that is, they're gone, so we would not bulldoze all the campus to like set that up again. They don't exactly vote on stuff, which I'm trying to convince them to do that a little bit, but it's a unique place because it is like the lay of the land of where are we going to put a new sports field or should we build a new parking garage, and it's an interesting spot. It is not open to the public, and so that is one big difference. So I actually have worked on a resolution that I will talk about, you know, at some other point in time, where there's something called a campus circulator that has been planned for 15 years about, where they try to figure out a new way to deal with parking issues and getting your job on time in the circulator. Any kind of system of shuttle buses or transportation. The closest thing that exists is Route 82 that goes like around campus. But my resolution basically says in the last 15 years, this thing is mentioned in all these different plans. It's something that has to solve all these different challenges that were outlined by everybody that isn't me. And then at the Board of Trustees meeting, I said, how did this kind of get started? And they're like, well, write a resolution. So ideally, the resolution I drafted from the CPC presented will then also be shared against the other assemblies, and then hopefully there's support in that as well, so that all at once everybody kind of says, hey, this is something we've talked and kicked the can for, you know, 15 years, and it basically doesn't say how you make it, it just says, this is something we want, and we want this to be prioritized, we want it to be sustainable, and, you know, because right now only first-year students get free TCAP. So that's like an issue where you're trying to meet the carbon neutral goal of 2035 for all the university, but you're making people have to first hand pay and they're just avoiding it and taking the bus.
So it's a UA resolution?
It's a UA resolution. That's where I started. And so they get back together in December. I mentioned it. They were like, we don't really know if we should vote on it because we don't like to vote on things. And I said, I've never drafted a resolution before, and so that's okay, I guess. But we have to have some way that we say, we support this enough that it gets to the UA, and the UA says, this looks like something we should vote on, let's take a vote. And then if it passes at the UA, it would be ideal that it comes from other bodies. But I talked to the GPSA, and I talked to the EA, some members at the time from the Transportation Committee. So it's out there.
So charges the committee to make recommendations to the president.
Right.
Do they don't follow up school
the they're no.
We have two more committees that aren't UA committees that we need to make appointments to. And again, if nobody signs it today, I'll send it around to everybody. But we need a faculty senate liaison. Is there anybody who would be interested in taking that role?
Do you know anything about?
I don't.
So the faculty senate meets once a month. The faculty's governance body. This actually just came a formal request for the EA's liaison. They have it actively sought liaisons from the other constituencies, but they are now. So this would just be somebody to go both to represent staff in case there was a staff-related question. It makes it puts you in the room with a role. These are really active. Amrit, have you ever been to those meetings?
When do they cut people?
They're Wednesdays from like 3 to 5. I don't recall the,
once a month from 3 to 5.
Yeah, once a month from 3 to 5. There's the Charlie Van Loan is the current dean of the faculty. They do follow Robert's rules. There's a brand new associate dean of the faculty that much like Hey's position sort of runs the executive committee. But they're very, where the faculty differs in the shared governance at Cornell is that they actually can, they make their own academic policy. So they're very, very interested in AIDS. So there's a whole lot more ownership that they have. So I think particularly with the social sciences and the new policy school, this is going to be a really active year for that.
I nominate Anne.
So why did they request
I'm just curious why they made a request to have a representative.
They have in the past. It's just we haven't had anybody actively going. Sometimes people would go because they had an interest and serve in that capacity, but they, much like all of the constituent assemblies, have liaison positions across constituencies, and they've just said, who is yours?
Yeah.
Which is, has never been a question before, so they were just
asking. Anybody have a second? I just nominated. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
One more. The Public Safety Advisory Committee. I don't know what that says either.
So the Public Safety Advisory Committee is, it's a campus-wide committee. It's hosted through, actually, the campus unit holds it, because that's where the Cleary compliance office is. And it has everything to do with public safety. And so if there are federal law legislates that it has to be based on the size of the body, a percentage of the members of this committee have to be women, and they have to meet particular times. So there's a lot of administrative scrutiny to make sure that we are in compliance. So they meet once a semester. It's typically just to review numbers, and if they need to do any reporting out, the body, the committee is sort of the signatories to the report. It has more to do with compliance issues than anything that's actively happening on campus, but you would be involved in this more policy, sitting on the university policy.
Is anybody interested? If not, that's
once a semester.
I'm not, but is it just a UA or is it just an EA? We just need one person from the EA now.
You need a staff person.
And do you need a staff person?
Nope, just one staff person.
So it doesn't have to be an EA member. We can, if there's somebody out there who would be interested, we can
I can think of a couple of people that might be interested, but I would definitely have to ask.
Yeah, do you want to just check with them and get back to us? Okay.
Yeah, if you can send out a summary of where you meet people, I mean, I might have some of my staff in mind. Because, you know, also I was just thinking about solicitation of interest on committees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we can go about even doing that.
Maybe I'll send out a summary, shorter summary of all the committees, including the ones where we still need official staff representation, and then also we can let everybody know that all of our committees accept constituent members. So that's a good idea. I will do that hopefully this week.
And you can register for the committees directly from the employees on the website.
Yep.
Yes.
We have the link that we can just embed in there. So, yep. Okay. So, oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
Well, I was talking to Cheryl as well. In the past, the CRC had a member from the EA on their committee, and she was asking, she was talking about revitalizing it again. I don't know if she has or not, but if that does revitalize, I'd be interested.
Okay.
I don't know what they do for membership now. They used to have a group of members from the employees and different parts of the staff. She said that she mentioned it to me at the thing at the
Log games.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make a request to see if we can find out what's going on.
If she does, I'll be interested.
Okay.
I just wanted to put a plug in again about the representatives brief us at the meetings as well as the committees.
I think that's a good idea and a reasonable, because otherwise we're just sending people off into the wilderness and can't report back.
I just found a summary of the Public Safety Advisory Committee. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, right now? Or,
send it to you?
Yeah, do you mind sending it to me? I think sending out, since it's a staff solicitation, it sounds like several people might have some ideas. So if we take a week or two or until our next meeting and do some solicitation out amongst the staff, that might be useful.
It's just a little bit more broad than I just
said. Oh, really? Okay. I mean, if you'd like, we've got time.
Educating the campus community, including security personnel and those persons who advise and supervise students about sexual assault, domestic and intimate partner violence, and stalking offenses pursuant to New York State Education Law. Educating the campus community about personal safety and crime prevention, reporting sexual assaults and dealing with victims during investigations, referring complaints to appropriate authorities, counseling victims, and responding to inquiries from concerned persons.
Wow.
So the committee reviews and makes recommendations for the improvement of campus security policies, plans, and procedures, which include all those things.
It's like a specific like skill set that, I mean, if we know people who might have like a skill set or training in that area, that would be a good thing, I think.
I'd be interested in that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're ahead of schedule a little bit. Why don't we take 10 minutes, and then we'll circle back and go into some brainstorming and finish up.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.